Hello everyone on GWA Backstage, how are you? This is my erotica mind and I am here to answer some questionnaires. Actually, one questionnaire is called Some Sexy Questions for Sexy Redditors. I hope I am sexy enough to answer this. So let's get started. Oh, it was by puppeting, so let's go. First, what made you first want to post on GWA? My story with GWA is a kind of a little bit long and funny maybe, but I'll tell you guys. So, I was once about a month ago, or maybe, no, just a little bit more, a month and a half, was on a waiting room, a new doctor waiting room, and my friend knows that I used to listen some audios, some English audios, like Cardling and Guile Force. So I just love them to improve my English and just spend some time. And she sent me on a short link. She said, oh, you like audios in English, so try this one. And it was one of Mr. F. Stop Fitzgerald. It was so nasty. And yes, I already told him and he thinks it's hilarious. Ha, not fun at all, mister. I'm lying. Funny. So I started to listen and in seconds I was red, just like Ruby Stone. And the doctor just popped out of his room and he said my name, and I just looked at him and said okay, and he said, are you okay, mister? Are you okay, missus? And I said yes. So whatever, I was so embarrassed, but okay. And then I just lost it. I actually never looked forward. And once I was in YouTube, a week later maybe, I was in YouTube listening to some Guile Force too. And then I just saw the carnivore. He used to be there, I don't know, if more than 1 month, I think. And he was there. And I just started, something about teacher's pet prom. And I started to listen on my work, you know, to get some relaxed. And I was like, oh, it's a cute. Oh, it's not a ASMR, but it's an audio. Okay, you just like it. Oh, so cute. He's concerned. What the fuck is he doing with her? So, yes, you can imagine. And, I just saw a link on his Tumblr, for his Tumblr, and I just start to follow, and I found by his Tumblr the GWA community. So I started to, you know, listen several audios, several guys here and girls too, and I just like it. And I'm fighting against depression now, and I just said maybe that's what I need, maybe that's what I want, you know, to get better, to have some fun. So I was not sure, but once I found this audio, I can't remember right now which one was, but it was from Mr. Moon Dance With Me, and he already knew too. I told him, and I told everyone who may concern actually, but I was listening to his audio, and I said, oh my god, this guy is sick, he's so nasty. And I said, no, maybe I should, you know, try something different because things here are different. So I started to listen, and then I got inspired for his poetry, and his singing, the Time Warp was amazing. I just love the Rocky Horror Picture Show. So I love this movie, I love the play, I love everything, and well, whatever. So it was great, and I felt like, okay, maybe I really want to do this. So I started, and I started to record, and that's me. Okay? Thanks for listening to this. So, 2, what are people's most common misconceptions about you on real life? Well, people think that I am a, how can I say, whippersnapper? Is that the word? People think that I look like a person that doesn't care about anyone, but I do care about everyone. And they say, oh, you think you're better? No, I'm not. Actually, is my biggest pet peeve. shit, you know, people who think that they are better than everyone. And well, I'm not like this, so luckily they start to realize it, you know, just days later. Because I have to impose myself on life, because I have depression and I have to fight against it, so it's really hard, and I can't take a submissive posture on life, so I kind of put a mask to, you know, to face life. That's it. But I'm cute, okay? I'm nice. Talk to me. 3. What are your 3 favorite body parts, both on yourself and ones to look for in a partner? So my 3 favorite body parts on me are my eyes, because I think their shapes are beautiful, and the color too, because they are brown, but when it gets sunny, it turns into a light brown, so beautiful, almost honey brown, so it's beautiful. The second, I think, is my smile. I count as a part of my body, okay, my mouth, but my smile mostly. And the third, the freckles. I love my freckles, and since it's on my body, I think called body part. So for a partner, I just love big hands, big strong hands, and I love eyes too, because I think that eyes are windows for the soul. So lies, I mean, eyes don't lie. And the third, mouth, because I like to kiss, and I just like to kiss mouth. That's it. 4. If you could have sex with any fictional character, who would it be and why? Oh my god! Okay, you're gonna find it. So, any fictional character? Well, Dr. Frank and further, but the Tim Curry version. It's not about a man dressed as the Dr. Frank and further, so please don't send me pics. Thank you. I mean, the doctor, the original doctor. I don't get me wrong, I love Laverne Cox, and I think she made a great job as doctor, but I really prefer the Tim Curry version. And I wanted to fuck him all night and all day, because he's sexy, he's beautiful, and he's goddamn hot. That's it. 5. What immediately turns you off on a date? When the guy tried to impress me, lying, and mansplaining, just hate the shit. And too manly actions, you know, like, oh my god, I am a strong big caveman. I just hate it. I just hate it. So, such a turn off. Okay. And of course, when I'm talking and he's not listening, I say, okay, bye bye, fuck you. So that's it. 6. Are you more of a sub, a dom, or neither way inclined? So, I am actually. I can't say that neither way, because I am both way pretty inclined, so, but depends on. I mean, I am a sub on the bed. I just love being a sub in the bed. And I am a sub in a relationship. I love to be cared. And I love to, well, I love to be like a sub. But as I told you guys, I'm facing depression. I face it since I was 18. And I am 33 right now, almost 33, and it's a long time to face, but I can do it. So I had to create a mask, a dumb mask for me to face life, and that's why I have kind of a dumb behavior, but I am most a sub. Yeah, that's hard to admit. 7. What are the main qualities to look for in a good dessert, edible or otherwise? Edible. I'll choose edible. I think the color has to be a bright color, and the texture and the mix of flavors, salty and sweet. I love desserts as king gin, here in Brazil is a egg sweet. It's extremely sweet, but the texture is so great. But my favorite of all times dessert is red velvet cake. So yes, I love it. And cinnamon rolls, everything that has cream cheese with sweet things. I just love the taste. I love mixing tastes, mixing everything. So I think color and has to be good for the eyes before and then for the mouth. 8. What do you most appreciate about your favorite GWA poster? Double popping points if you're brave enough to name them. Oh, yes! Okay, listen to me. I will get this double popping points because I am sure they will never fucking ever listen to this, okay? Never in their lives. So that's fine for me to, tell, to name them. So, well, I have three people here that I just love to listen, okay? Three men. Four actually, because I have a woman too, so I have four. First is it was the first man that I ever heard. Yes, Mr. F. Stop Fitzgerald. Yay! He will never listen to shit. I love the way he can be nasty, but at the same time funny, and the way he is so natural for him. I mean, it's not like I'm gonna spank you. No, he's just like I'm gonna spank you there. And you say it just caught surprise. I mean, what happened? What just happened here? He is so, I mean, it's natural for him. And well, it's funny. It's really funny to listen to some audios. I have lots of triggers, and I already told him I kind of fear you. And he said, no, don't fear, please, because I am friendly. And say, okay, now I don't fear you anymore. Just a lie. I fear you a little bit. Oh, you what? He will never listen. So never mind. Okay, this is one. The second one is all, well, couldn't be different. My friend, I take him as a friend, okay? Not that I am really a friend. Mr. Moon Dance with me. He has a great voice. He has a kind of older man voice, and he's soft at the same time firm. And I just loved his accent, so it's so great. And the way he reads poetry, fuck, man, I would listen to this every day and every night because he has the thing of the poetry, so beautiful. He reminds me actually an old teacher. So that's it. And the third, of course, is this one. I am sure that he will never listen to it. And if he listens, he will never talk to me, so I don't mind. He's a carnivore guy because he switches characters and he's so lovely. I mean, his whimpers, his cry, oh fuck, such a turn on. And he can be nasty at the same time, he's caring. And he's funny, and one of my favorite audios of him is I can't remember the name, but it's like the when a friend a friend of him just found out that he posts on GWA, and he just thinks with her, but you can he's easy to realize, he's just, oh, I'm a nice guy now. And then he starts to be a dom and stuff. And in the end, he asks, do you want to see the movie? I mean, like, I just made you come hard, so let's watch the movie. I mean, I start to laugh every time that I listen to this audio. I have fun with it. Not have fun, the way you maybe probably are thinking, but whatever. Okay, let's end on a positive note. What's something to be excited about your life right now? Well, my birthday is almost here. Soon will be my birthday, and I am going to Aerosmith concert. Finally, after 10 fucking years waiting. So yes, I'll be there. And that's exciting, but I think the most exciting of my life now is that I am fighting against my depression, and it's working. And every day I can get up and look into the mirror and say, I am proud of you. You are just out of your bed. Was the first thing, great beginning. Have a nice day, I say to myself every day. So it's hard, but I'm getting through, and I will be better soon. Okay, so that's it. I hope you enjoy my answers, and soon we talk. Thank you, Pop Team. Thank you, GWA. Bye bye.